Hey, Senate Resources is called to order. It's 4:35. It is March the 2nd, and present for the record are Senators Stevens, Stedman, Wilikowski, French, and myself, McGuire. We do have a quorum to conduct business, and we have one item on the agenda today. That's Senate Bill Number 3. We have Senator Olson's trusty staff here to tell us about it. Welcome,
Tim. Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. Senator Olson does send his apologies. He's just got a conflict right now, and he couldn't get out of it. Senate Bill 3 would provide a benefit to the state's economic development organizations, the ARDRs, by providing them with the opportunity to obtain information from the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission without charge. The intent is simply that, to provide public information to them at no cost. We emphasize that under AS 1605 815, which applies to SB 3, no confidential information would be made available. Contractors working for ARDRs would be able to get information, but they'd have to have a letter showing that they're on ARDR business. So there's no opportunity for non-ARDR entities to use that avenue to get information, at least free. The information would especially benefit the 8 ARDRs with commercial fishing as a significant portion of their economies, and would help them anticipate regional economic trends and development opportunities. The CFEC supports the bill, and they have determined that the loss of revenue would be negligible. And along with a zero fiscal note, I'll just see if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you. Questions, Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Can I just get it? Kind of a sense of how much data we're talking about. Are we going to have people that are having to do hours and hours of research to pull up data, or are we talking reams and reams of information? Just a sense of what we're looking at here.
Specific to the workload, Senator Wilikowski, through the chair, I don't know exactly, but I know apparently this would not affect the routine volume of work, let's say, in a given year. Perhaps Frank Holman might address that if you like.
Okay. Would you like to address that question, Frank? Just put your name on the record. We know you, but
sure.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, my name is Frank Holman. I'm the chairman of the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. In answer to Senator Wilikowski's question, it would be negligible, we feel, because we provide this data in our available on our website for the most part already, but we do charge when we have to devote time to make a special program for a specific area. But that's only a matter of a few hours of analyst time, so we don't think it's going to have a major impact on us. It's just mainly providing information we already have, but just with no charge.
Interesting. Senator French.
Just a question. Thank you, Madam Chair. Are you collecting data about the amount of fish caught, the size of the fish, where they're caught, and so forth, or is it more about the fisheries themselves and the participants and the permit holders? Is it more about the fish or the players or both?
Madam Chairman, Senator French, it's actually about both. We collect all the information from every fish ticket around the state in every fishery, and so we know the species that are caught and the amounts and the permit holder, and that's the confidential information you can't release about what individual caught what fish, but we can group them together and say that in the Kodiak area there were so many pounds of fish caught by so many fish.
And the same go for the earnings? That is, do you disclose what each company earned, or is it just sort of a regional earnings?
Madam Chairman, it's a regional earnings. It's lumped together. We never release anything with any less than 4 sources of information, so nobody could, pick it apart and figure out who's what.
So individuals are still free to brag all they want, and you won't
tell them? Yeah, we won't tell them.
Okay.
Mr. Benintendi, just a question for you. What prompted the bill?
As a matter of fact, it was introduced last, Madam Chair, last legislature by Senator Olson, So it's a rework. He introduced it, I think, in March of last year, and it never made it through the process. Other than that, the original impetus, I'm not sure of.
Okay. I just wondered if the orders came to your office or... Okay. Any further questions from the committee? Senator Wilikowski.
This, I guess now that when the auditors have this, they're subject to information requests. Is this going to create, do we expect any more significant workload for the auditors if people come to them and say, we'd like to request this information?
Madam Chair, Senator Wilikowski, I don't think folks can do that. Auditors generate the request or the need. I don't think they work as a middle entity, would they?
Madam Chair, that's the way we understand it, is that the request is from the auditor, and they're not doing it for anyone, any third party. They're doing it to analyze their own region. And
if I could, Madam Chair, but yeah. Could someone make I'm just looking at some of the groups here. You've got some municipal conferences and some groups that I'm guessing would be subject to public disclosure requirements. Or are none of these groups subject to public disclosure requirements?
Madam Chair, we wouldn't be giving them any confidential information. So, I mean, once we give, we would only give them public information so they could actually disclose it anywhere they wanted to. But we feel that the bill is designed to assist the regional development corporations, and so that's why we weren't particularly concerned about it.
But if
are
the regional development corporations subject to the state public disclosure laws?
Sure.
This is what happens, by the way, when you put attorneys on the resources committee.
I don't know that I could answer that question, but they wouldn't get anything from us that would be confidential.
And I would imagine they are, but I'm not certain.
So it says in the sponsor statement that no confidential information may be disclosed per Alaska Statute 1605-815.
And if I just...
Senator Wilkowski.
What I'm getting at is if you disclose information to the auditors and the auditors are subject to public information requests, then someone could make a public information request of the auditors and then thereby get that information, I guess, in a roundabout fashion,
Madam
and
Chair,
maybe cause more work for the auditors.
Senator Wilikowski, my impression is that they do this for analyzing their local or regional economies, and that they would publish this information.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have nothing further.
And the statute that I cited, it pertains to the confidential nature of certain reports and records, and makes it clear that... that these reports can't be released by the department or the Alaska Commercials Fisheries Entry Commission except as set out and so forth and so on. Okay, any further questions for any of the presenters? Okay, anyone here in the audience that wishes to testify on Senate Bill number 3? Is there anybody online? Okay, hearing and seeing none, that closes public testimony on Senate Bill number 3, and it brings the bill back before us for committee discussion or motion. Senator Wilikowski.
Madam Chair, I'd move that we move Senate Bill number 3 out of committee and onto the next committee of referral, along with attached zero fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Okay, is there an objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing none, Senate Bill number 3 with individual recommendations has moved, and we're adjourned.